朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
其实这是一个人得救的记号。
And that is a sign of someone who has been saved.
保罗在这里。
Paul here.
把彼此相爱。
Has using this love, loving one another.
互相担当重担。
And bearing one another's burdens.
完全神的律法。
And fulfilling the law of Christ.
中间都画上了等号。
He has made them equivalent.
啊，这是非常重要。
That is very important.
因为你要知道。
Because you should know that.
爱人如己。
Loving one another.
听起来是很伟大，很高啊。
Sounds like a very noble thing.
但是，怎么落实在我们实际的生活里呢？
But how can we live it out in our daily lives?
在里面的爱是看不见的。
The love inside us is not seen.
借着彼此担当重担。
Through bearing one another's burdens.
就显明出来了里面爱的实际。
The love inside of us is demonstrated.
这也很清楚地告诉我们。
And this clearly tells us.
要爱人如己。
That we should love our neighbor as ourselves.
要像基督爱我们一样的去爱人如己。
And to love our neighbor just like Christ has loved us.
没有我们想象的那么困难。
It's actually not that hard as we've imagined.
我们不需要做什么很了不起、很伟大的牺牲。
We do not need to do noble and great things to sacrifice ourselves.
我们只要有一颗乐意去扶持、去帮助别人的心。
We just need to have a heart that is willing to help and support others.
与别人一同承担重担。
And to bear the burdens with one another.
不是属灵伟人的特权。
It is not a privilege only for the spiritual giants.
是每一个基督徒都可以做的。
It is actually something that every Christian can do.
坦白讲，也是每一个基督徒应该做的。
To be honest, it's actually what every Christian should do.
当我们顺服圣灵而行的时候，
When we follow the Holy Spirit and
我们自然的就会乐意去分享别人的重担。
It is a natural reaction of us to share other people's burdens.
这不是规条的要求。
It is not a rule.
这是我们在基督的爱里面充满了感恩的心。
This is as we are in the love of Christ with a thankful joy.
我们欢欢喜喜地来跟随基督的脚踪。
And we come happilyAs we follow the steps of Christ.
我们所在乎的不是我们做了什么了不起的事情。
It is not the great things we have done that we are caring about.
我们所在乎的是一个一个的人。
What we care about is these individual people.
而这些人，他们是神给我们一个很好的机会。
And these people are the very great opportunities God has given us.
让我们来分担这些弟兄姐妹的担子。
So that we can share the brothers and sisters' burdens.
是为着那一位天天背负我们重担的耶稣，我们来分享弟兄姐妹的担子。
For the Jesus that has borne our sins every day.
第三节。
Verse 3.
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
那这一节圣经它在原文里面有一个非常强的语气。
And in the original text, there's a very strong tone.
它一开始就有一个字。
There's a word at the beginning.
就是因为。
And that is for.
如果我把这一节圣经直译出来的话。
If I directly translate this verse.
因为如果有人本来就不是什么东西。
For,
却认为自己是什么东西的时候，他就是自欺了。
For when a person thinks he is something where he is nothing, he is deceiving himself.
那保罗为什么会接着讲这句话呢？
So why did Paul say this verse?
因为大部分一个人不愿意去分担别人重担。
Because when a person is not willing to bear other people's burdens,
主要的理由就是因为我们以为我们是什么了不起的人物。
Is mainly because he thinks that he is something.
因为我们了不起。
Because we are something.
所以别人的问题就没有什么了不起了。
So other people's problems are nothing.
我们哪那个有问题的人哪里值得我们花时间花精力呢？
Why would they deserve any of our time or efforts?
他算老几啊？
Who are they?
那这里再一次的让我们看见。
Paul has let us see here again.
我们怎么看自己就会决定了。我们对待别人的态度。
The way we look at ourselves will greatly determine how we treat others.
正如同加拉太书五章二十六节那里。
Just as Galatians chapter 5 verse 26 has said.
如果我们是一个贪图虚名的人。
If we become conceited.
我们就是会对着别人惹气嫉妒。
We will easily provoke other people and envy others.
我们如果觉得自己了不起，
If we think we're something,
我们就是不太愿意去帮助别人的担子。
We will not be very willing to bear other people's burdens.
因为这样的人就是自我中心。
Because that kind of person is self-centered.
我们是不愿意牺牲自己任何一点的不方便。
We do not want to cause any of our inconvenience.
因为我们都知道。
Because we all know that.
你要去帮助别人。
If we are about to help others.
你就要花时间。
We will use our time.
你就要改变你自己的计划。
And change our plans.
你要调整你很多的安排。
And make adjustments.
那什么时候我们才肯这样做呢？
When would we be willing to do it?
是我们认为别人很重要。
Only when we think that these people we're helping is very important.
才值得我们做出这样的牺牲。
And those are the people who deserve our sacrifice.
我们需要有耶稣基督的心肠。
We need to have the mind of Jesus Christ.
才会准确地看自己，看别人。
In order to correctly look at ourselves and other people.
保罗在这里很清楚地告诉我们。
Paul here has clearly told us.
我们其实 是什么都不是的。
We actually are nothing.
这个绝对不是夸张的一个表达方式。
This is not an exaggeration.
如果圣灵开我们的眼睛。
If the Holy Spirit opens our eyes,
我们就知道我们是生在罪中、长在罪中的人。
We will know that we were born in sins and live in sins.
如果没有神的恩典，
without the grace of God,
我们就是地狱火湖的材料。
We are destined to go to hell.
我们什么东西都不是。
We are nothing.
加尔文这么说。
Calvin has said,
我们自己没有任何可夸之处。
There is nothing for us to boast about.
我们没有能力行任何的善事。
And we are incapable of doing anything that's good.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有当我们有这样认识的时候。
Only when we have such realization.
神的恩典才会临到我们。
The grace of God will come to us.
才会给我们机会和能力
and will give us opportunities and abilities
来活出神的美丽
to live out his beauty.
我们另外一方面一定要记得
on the other hand, we must remember
我们虽然什么都不是
even though we are nothing,
但是靠着那加给我们力量的我们是凡事都能行
But through the one who strengthens us, we can do anything.
你知道有些人就说、啊、我什么也不是所以谁我没办法帮别人
You know that some people say that I am nothing, so I can't help anyone.
你要记住
You should remember.
我们什么都不是
We are nothing.
但是靠着那加给我们力量的我们什么都行
But we can do all things through the one who strengthens us.、
啊、我很喜欢用英文常常提醒我自己有几句话
I like to remind myself some words in English.
I am nothing.
我是平凡的。
But in Christ, I'm something.
但是在基督里我却不平凡。
And through him, I can do anything.
靠着他我凡事都可以做。
我希望你们能够把这句话记住。
I hope that you can remember this.
如果可以讲英文的人，你们试着，跟我讲。
For those who speak English, please repeat after me.
I'm nothing.
I'm nothing.
But in Christ, I'm something.
But in Christ, I am something.
And through Him, I can do anything.
And through Him, I can do anything.
记得住吗
Can you remember it?
I'm
Nothing.
But in Christ,
I'm something.
I'm something. Okay? And through him,
I can do anything.
我们再来一遍。
Let us do it again.
I am
nothing.
But in Christ, I'm something. And through him,
I can do anything.
我希望你们记得。
I hope you can remember this.
我是平凡。
I am nothing.
但在基督里我却非凡。
But in Christ I am something.
靠着他我凡事都能行。
And through him I can do anything.
到了第四节。
As we come to verse 4.
保罗说个人应当查验自己的行为。
Paul says, but let each one test his own work.
这样他所夸的就专在自己不在别人了。
And then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor.
如果我们读懂了这句话
If we understand this verse,
简单的说
simply speaking,
就是不要跟别人比
It's not compare with other people.
因为你只要跟别人比
Because as you do so,
你一定跌倒
You will fall into sins.
因为你比不上别人你就沮丧
Because if you're worse than others, you get upset.
你别人好一点点你尾巴就翘起来。
And if you're better, then you get proud.
所以不管是沮丧还是骄傲你都是失败。
So either way, you have failed.
但是很可怜啊。
But it's very pitiful that
我们的文化就是攀比啊。
It is in our culture to compare.
我们的罪性也是攀比啊。
And it is in our sin to compare.
小的时候又要比身高又要比学习。
When we were little, we compare our heights or grades.
啊，再稍微大一点，还要比才艺，还要比进哪个学校。
Later, we compare our gifts or what schools we go into.
啊，再大一点，要比老婆，比工作。
And later, as we grow up, we compare
啊，比小孩。
Our wives and jobs and children.
我就不知道有没有人想比一比，到时候谁的葬礼比较热闹。
I wonder if someone wants to see whose funeral is more crowded.
那其实你的葬礼再热闹你是看不到的呀。
In either way, you won't be able to see it.
更糟糕的是什么你知道
And what is worse is,
就是信了主的基督徒也喜欢比。
Even Christians who have believed in God compare.
哎，我圣经比你熟哦。
I'm more familiar with the Bible.
我祷告比你大声哦。
I pray louder than you.
我恩赐比你多。
And I have more gifts than you.
我服侍比你有果效。
My serving has more fruits.
还有最没有出息的基督徒是我信主比你久。
And I have believed in the Lord longer than you.
你以为信主是根据时间吗？
Do you think this is?
我还听到人告诉我，我是第五代的基督徒。
I've even heard people saying like I'm a fifth generation Christian. How great is that?
神不要我们跟别人比。
God doesn't want us to compare with others.
神要我们查验自己。
God wants us to examine ourselves.
你知道，在清教徒的里面，他们认为这个自我反省是属灵生活非常重要的一部分。
You know that for Puritans, they believe that self-examination is a very important part in their spiritual lives.
当然，过分也会造成很多的反效果。
But if you over-examine, it might bring out negative effects.
我也碰到一些相当神经质的人。
I have met people who are very sensitive.
但是我们需要在神的话和神的圣灵的光中省察自己。
But we need to examine ourselves in the Word of God and the light of the Holy Spirit.
要能够准确地评估自己也不容易。
It is actually not easy to evaluate ourselves.
因为我们这个人呢，非常矛盾的。
Because men are of contradictions.
有的时候说我不想知道别人怎么看我。
Sometimes we don't want to know how others.
有的时候却非常在乎别人怎么看我。
And sometimes we care so much about how other people think of us.
我们需要有基督徒的朋友来帮助我们。
We need to have Christian friends that can help us.
我们能够像罗马书十二章第三节那里的话说。
So that we can be like what is described in Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。
For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看的合乎中道。
But to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
那当然我们检验自己的时候，也许在恩典中我们会发现我们有所夸的。
But as we examine ourselves, we might find out that in the grace, there is
something. 圣经中的夸口有负面的，也有正面的。
As we find there are things to boast about ourselves, we'll realize that.
保罗在这里不是负面的。
There can be positive and negative.
不是叫我们到处去跟人家炫耀。
Paul is not telling us to show off.
这里乃是当我们在神的恩典中省察自己，我们发现像我们这样的人居然可以遵守神的旨意，能够服侍神，能够荣耀神。
It is saying here that in the grace of God, people like us can actually serve God or glorify Him.
我们可以在其中享受喜乐。
And we can find enjoyment in it.
然后接着保罗说，
And then Paul continues to say,
因为个人必担当自己的担子。
For each man will have to bear his own load.
有的人一读到这里就说，哎，等一下，等一下，等一下。
As some people read, they might say, wait, hold on.
那不是第二节刚刚才讲要担别人的担子吗？
Didn't verse 2 just tell us to bear one another's
burden? 这是什么讲自己要担自己的呢？
Why is Paul here asking us to bear our own load?
保罗这么快就矛盾了。
Paul is being contradictory here.
请注意这两节并不是互相矛盾。
Pay attention here that these two verses are not contradictory.
这两节圣经是互相补足。
They are complementary.
一个是个人的责任。
The first one is your own responsibilities.
一个是互相的责任。
And there is mutual responsibilities.
而且非常有意思。
And interestingly,
圣灵感动保罗写这两节圣经的时候，
As the Holy Spirit moves Paul to write these two,
就是怕我们会搞糊涂。
It actually knows that we might be confused.
所以圣灵感动保罗特地用了两个完全不同的希腊字。
So the Holy Spirit has moved Paul to use two completely different Greek words.
第二节那个重担。
The burden in verse 2.
那个字是想到一个担子是重的个不得了不得了，绝对不可能一个人去承担的。
Is talking about a burden that is too heavy for a person to bear.
可是第五节这里用的这个担子
But the burden here in verse 5
是讲到一个人旅行的时候自己带的小行李
Is talk about like a backpack a person travels.
就是我们今天如果出门的时候我们有时候身上背一个背包
It's like the backpack we use as we go out.
那是我们自己需要背的东西
And that is something that we
这个东西没有别人可以代替我们的
It is something we should bear ourselves
那站在圣经中什么样的一个担子是我们自己绝对要自己背没有人可以代替我们的呢
And in the Bible, what is the kind of burden that we have to bury ourselves
就是有一天我们都要站在基督台前
That is one day we'll have to stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ
然后神会为着他给我们一切的恩赐机会来审判我们
And God will judge us based on all the gifts and graces He has.
这个担子没有别人可以替你。
No one can replace.
你不能替别人站在基督台前。
And you cannot replace someone else's.
别人也不能替你站在基督台前。
And no one can stand there for you.
到基督台前的时候。
As we come in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
神会根据他给你的呼召给你的恩赐给你的一切的恩典来审判你
God will judge you based on the gifts, the grace, and the opportunities he has given you
所以马丁路德才会说
That's why Martin Luther has said
神审判一个传道人跟神审判一个管理会堂的人是一定用不同的标准的
God will use differentstandards as he judges a person who ministers and a person who manages the church building.
神审判一个做先生的跟神审判一个做妻子的标准一定不一样。
And God will use a different standard to judge a husband and a wife.
因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Because man must bear his own load.
这是一个何等伟大的释放。
What a great delivery!
你如果明白了这一点
，If you understand it，
你就不需要跟任何人比。
You won't have to compare yourself with anyone。
你不需要担心任何人对你的评价。
You don't need to worry about how others say of you。
为什么你不需要攀比了呢
？And why is that？
因为你今天就是跟你旁边所有人比起来，你都比别人好。
Because even if you are better than anyone else around you。
到基督台前的时候
When you come in front of the judgment seat of Christ
基督说我给你这么多你只用了这么一点点
Christ said I have given you so much and you've only used this little
你比别人好没用
There's no use
反过来
On the contrary
你今天跟所有人比起来你是一条最差的小狗
And you are worse than anyone around you
你样样比不上别人
And you can't compete with others.
但是到基督台前的时候
But as you come in front of Christ,
如果这就是神给你的恩赐里面你可以做的最好的
If you have tried the best out of the gifts given by God,
神会对你说什么呢
What will he say to you?
你这又忠心又良善的仆人
You are a loyal and a good servant.
哎呀这个多棒啊
And how great would that be?
神要我们的就是忠心。
What God wants of us is to be.
我们不需要跟任何人比。
And we don't need to compare with.
你比别人好没用。
It doesn't matter if you're better.
你比别人差没关系。
And it's okay if you're worse.
因为我们个人必担当自己的担子。
Because each man will have to bear his own load.
我们也不需要担心别人的评价。
And we don't need to worry about how others say of us.
因为今天别人说你好，别人今天说你坏，到基督台前都不算数。
Because whatever people say of you does not matter as in front of Christ.
个人必担自己的担子。
Each man will have to bear his own load.
我记得一个年轻的钢琴家他的故事。
I remember a story of a young pianist.
他得过很多国际大赛的金牌奖。
He has won many prizes internationally.
他第一次在纽约的 Carnegie Hall 就是那个音乐厅办演奏会的时候。
The first time he had a concert in the Carnegie Hall.
当他演奏完了。
After his performance.
哇，全场的观众站起来鼓掌啊。
The whole audience stood up and applauded him.
但是这一个钢琴家他脸上一点笑容都没有。
But there was no smile on the pianist.
他非常恐惧紧张。
He was terrified.
他的眼睛一直看在那个楼上最后面角角地方的一个老先生。
His gaze was on this old man who was standing on the
second floor. 他一直等到那个老先生站起来。
He waited until this old man stood up.
点点头。
Nodded.
他脸上才开始有笑容。
And then he started to smile.
因为他很清楚地知道。
Because he knew that.
别人说他弹得好不算数的。
It doesn't matter if anyone else say he did.
只有他师父说好才是好。
He's only good when his mentor said he did good.
我们今天何等幸福。
We are so lucky today.
只有基督看我们。
Because there's only Christ that will look at us.
才算数。
And that is what matters.
这是多大的福气。
What great blessings that is.
总结来讲
，To conclude，
这一段的经文
，This passage，
可以说是新约对这创世纪第四章该隐所提出那个不负责任的问题一个非常好的回答。
This passage actually provides a very good answer to this irresponsible question of Cain.
因为该隐说我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
Because Cain said, am I my brother's keeper?
这段圣经告诉我们
This passage has told us.
是的
Yes.
如果他是你的兄弟
If he is your brother.
你对他就有责任
Then you're responsible for him.
你就要爱他
You will love him.
你就要帮助他
And you will help him.
你就要陪伴他
You will accompany him.
当我们这样的学习的时候
As we learn this,
如果他失败
If he fails,
我们温柔地挽回他
We gently restore him.
如果他有重担
If he is heavily burdened,
我们陪伴他
We support him.
圣灵就带领我们
And the Holy Spirit will lead us.
满足了基督的律法
To fulfill the law of Christ.
这样活的人
A person who lives this way,
你就会看别人比你强。
Will see others better than yourself.
你就会享受美好的人际关系。
And will be able to enjoy good relationships.
我们低头祷告。
And let us pray.
天父，人的话何等有限。
Father, the word of men are so limited.
但是我们相信圣灵的启示是无限的。
But we believe that the revelation of the Holy Spirit is limitless.
用着这些话继续祝福你的百姓。
Use these words to continue to bless your people.
好让你在每一个儿女的身上都显出荣耀。
So that your glory will be shown on every children of you.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。